very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, November the 28th, 22. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Doha, Qatar, and how the five African teams which qualified are performing so far. Morocco broke the winning jinx by beating Belgium 2-0 in its first Group F match played yesterday. This was followed by Cameroon, which put up a spirited performance and drew 3-0 with Serbia in their Group G match. This morning, a nail-biting match between Ghana and South Korea brought another win for the African nation when the match ended 3-2 win to Ghana. Nasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kumakwikwi eFIFA World Cup ari kutambwa kuDoha, Qatar pari zvino. Uko kuine zvikwata zvishanu zviri kumirira Africa. Zvikwata izvi zvinoti Ghana, Cameroon, Senegal, Tunisia neMorocco. Vatsigiri venhabvu vazhinji vanoti vari kufadzwa nematambiro ange ari kuita zvikwata zvemuAfrica mazuva maviri apfuura. Chikwata cheMorocco nezuro chakaita chakawanikwa icho chichiita chekutanga chemuAfrica kukunda zvimwe zvikwata mumakwikwi ayo, apo chakakunda Belgium 2-0. Nasi taona chikwata chekuGhana chichikundawo chikwata cheSouth Korea 3-2 pane mumwe mutambo watambwa nasi. Cameroon yaita mangange 3-3 ne Serbia. To hear more about the views of people, our reporter Godwin Mangunjira spoke to soccer legend Maronga Nyangela, popularly known as the Bomber, on his view about the cup so far.
World Cup team, and look for the teacher winner in India. My own opinion, the Brazil. The teacher winner World Cup. It's a time of final in France. Dopa nduku wanai papa uti. Dopa nima teams. Aga batana. Pachesha hau.
Kwa mruku wanao say matambiri waita World Cup, shika parishin, the quality, refereeing and so forth.
Paris, you know, at that Afana that town as Kanganiska for World Cup was business who farmers forget us. But the problem you know, it can do it from an edit time about Jesus. I just got the edit time. You farmers say you would Paris is 10 minutes, 8 minutes. 6 minutes at this sort of one. If I want to explain it, if I want my referee to explain it at this time, you know, it's according to Quesco, right? What border? Never minutes, I want to celebrate. Cannot and just say what you so far. It
reminds the Bomber because my goal is run our goal is it's one of the quality of
I think to an issue room smoke. A fan of Maswano, hold out to a fan. Who knows the incident? My players are Maswano. Here are coming from a coach. I'm saying a position back, finally, that's a final time. Instead of here. As you can say, as you train a acre, what can I say? I cannot come here to coach. And this is a coach that I would train. You wait, wait, guys. Can I tell you, I'm going to go to the boss. I'm going to go to the boss. I used to do extra work. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the extra work. I'm going to go to the parents. That's why I'm going to go to the gym.
But there was soccer legend Maronga Nyangela, popularly known as the Bomber. He says he got this name after scoring a lot of goals, and he was giving some advice to strikers not to wait on the coach, but to take initiative and score goals. Speaking to our reporter Godwin Mangunjga, VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Sibanda spoke to the former Highlanders FC vice chairman Morden Ngwenya, who says the World Cup has been very interesting and that African teams have a chance to move from the group stages. Let's hear more.
Thank you, Ezra, for having me. Yeah, the World Cup has been very interesting, very exciting games, very captivating games that we've seen so far. When you look at Group A, yeah, it's not surprising that Netherlands, a football giant, for years is on top of the log, and there is an African country there. It's on position 3. They still have a chance of qualifying. They win the next game. And then you've got Group B. England is leading. England, naturally, by being a former colony of England, most of Zimbabweans actually support England. So, yeah, we have got them there. They are playing pretty well. USA, surprisingly, they are number 3. I thought they would be second, and Wales, very disappointing day. Is a football nation with stars in there. Unfortunately, Belgium may not make it because the way they are playing, they played Morocco, and Morocco totally outplayed them, outwitted them. They outfoxed them. You know, Morocco was, I would tip Morocco to go straight to the semi-finals. If Lady Luck continues to be with them. Then Brazil, Group D, yeah. That you expected. Cameroon is not convincing to me, but I hope they pick up their socks and win games. Portugal, South Korea, Uruguay, and Ghana, to me, that's the group of death. I hope they do well.
Bulawayo's Philani Sibanda told Studio 7 that he had lost a lot of money to soccer betting.
This one is saying I'm not allowed, so move away.
Yeah?
Move away.
Yeah, but
so now so look who's in it, you cannot be a winning World Cup. So now bet you look at winning World Cup here.
Interesting exchange there about betting. That was Ezra Sibanda speaking to Philani Sibanda in Bulawayo. Now let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also streaming live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now for perspective, we are joined via Skype by our guest, Sande Shomari, a VOA reporter in Qatar. And we're also joined by Benjamin Gope, a Zimbabwean, also in Doha, Qatar. But we'll start off with Sande Shomari. Hello to the program, Sande.
Hello, marvelous. How are you doing there?
I'm pretty excited to find out. You know, when I spoke to you last, you were watching the last match where an African team was playing. Ghana at that time was, I'm not sure what the result was, but you were literally like, hey, this is on tenterhooks. Tell us a little bit about what the mood is like in Doha, Qatar, especially when the African teams are playing.
Yes, you know, marvelous, when African teams are playing, the whole world in Qatar is shaking. You know, all the people who came from all over Africa are now supporting their teams. And for the most part, when that happens, it's vibe. It's a great vibe. People are happy, especially when you have the results. You know, when Cameroon played, it was a draw. Or when Ghana played, really, the black stars shined, as we all saw it happening. And therefore, people from Ghana in here and all the Africans, really, not just the ones from Ghana, mm-hmm. are very happy, over the moon, for the great result that they got tonight, which some of them did not even expect. Marvelous. It's not an easy game to win in World Cup, and yet to get 3 goals, not mm-hmm. just 1, 3. It's a big, big win for Ghana and for Africa.
So what does it mean now, especially for the 5 African teams in the World Cup? Do you see any chances of some of them breaking away from the group stages from these performances that we've seen in the past 2 days?
Well, marvelous. It's hard to tell because it's like a lottery here, whereby one team wins today and the other team loses tomorrow. Who knew that Ghana would have lost the first game to Portugal, although it was a tough game? And who knew they're going to win today? They did win today. So at least you could say there's light at the end of the tunnel, that if Ghana wins the next game, definitely they're going. And also, who knows? If they draw and somebody else loses in that group, they could be having a chance. But on the other hand, Cameroon has a very tough road because they're facing the mighty Brazil. You know how good they are. And for them to proceed, they have to win. That is a must win for Cameroon. Although what they did today is a historic draw. Coming back down from 2 goals, it has never happened, marvelous. The only time it happened, the World Cup history, is twice. 2006 and 2010, South Africa and Ivory Coast are the only two teams came down from 2 goals and got a win, and the other one got a draw. So they did something historical, which is good for Africa.
Mm-hmm. And how are the fans celebrating? We saw a lot of dance and song breaking out, especially when they saw that they were in the dying minutes and might actually win, for Africa, when we saw Ghana playing. How are the fans, you know, celebrating?
Yes, marvelous. They are going bananas and very happy because this was like sitting on eggshells. You don't know what's going to happen. Those extra 10 minutes at the end seemed like 30 minutes for them, really. Some of them were praying. Some of them were doing all kinds of things, just hoping.
And also, Sunday, you know, you just mentioned something that one of the videos that we had, one of the soccer people from Zimbabwe were saying that they are not sure how this extra time is being awarded at the end of each match. What's your view on this?
Well, marvelous, if you remember back in the days or with other games or other matches, what mm-hmm. we do know is once you delay the time, extra time is given by the referee for those hours or for those minutes, so to speak, that where maybe injury and other things. But now they say that they do award these minutes without waiting for anything else, because most of the people here or the players are taking advantage. When they see the time is running, you try to kill the time as much as you want. But now they're saying they're adding every minute, mm-hmm. not only when someone is injured, but also when you delay the time by doing other things. So they're trying to make sure that maybe saving the time as much as they can. Uh-huh. And I think they're doing this just to prevent teams from deliberately delaying time. So this is a rule that it's really, for some people, very confusing, but we're yet to learn more from it, so to speak, when probably speak to FIFA officials and see how are they really getting this extra time. Because sometimes instead of 2 minutes, you're talking about 10 minutes.
Yes, we
saw that. People are wondering what is going on.
Please stay on the line, Sunday Shomari, our VOA reporter there in Doha, Qatar. We're going to take actually a Zimbabwean who's also in Doha, Qatar, Benjamin Gope, who was at one of these matches. Talk Chingamidza Ipa Chirongwa, Eva Gope.
Makati zvenyu.
Aiwati nofara, tofara kumbonzwawo vari kuDoha kuKatar vekuZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti pane mitambo yakawanda yanga iri kutambwa ikoko kuKatar. Imi makakwanisa kuenda kumitambo ipi? Uyezve munoona sei kutamba kuri kuita zvikwata zvemuAfrica?
So far ndaenda mitambo kunoonera kuground, mitambo miri ndakaenda kutanga wakatanga kutambwa. Zvichitambwa neKatar. Ndavandazvo nhasi kutaura kwandirikuita ndande ndabva kumutambo weCameroon neSerbia. Saka kwangu chinakidza mamwe magame ese tiri kuona hedu tiri kupa, asi haaziri kunakidza chose.
Tinoona mataura imi kuti dai zvaibvira mungadai muri kuwanikwa muchisapota chikwata chekumusha. Muri kuona sei nezvamuri kuona ikoko mataura kuti mamuri kumutambo weCameroon neSerbia? Zvii zvamunoshuwirawo takatarisa Zimbabwe?
Zvaizofadzawo dai Zimbabwe yanga iri kutoti tienda tineiona kuti tiisapota, nekuti ndiri kudaro nekuti ndiri kutarisa zvirikuita mamwe maAfrican teams countries ari kuno. Zvinoratidza kuti hapana chinotadzika. Vamwe vamwe kana vachizviita tinozvitadza nei. Kana wauyo kuno, kana matima auya World Cup kunoku, mamwe acho anenge amabhiza. Saka hazvina zvekutomboti nenge vananhenge ndovano vanohwina, matima kati ndoanoenda mberi, nekuti maAfrican teams ari kunoku ari kuita zvinodadisa. Zviri kutoshamisa vanhu vakawanda, asi zviri kufadza isu vakawandawo vekuAfrica vari kuno. Saka tiri kufamba nayo African teams dzedu kuti tinosvika kure here haveno, but so far so good.
Pazvikwata izvozvo zvekuAfrica, imi muri kutsigira chipi?
Ghana yandinakidza. Kana Cameroon iri kutamba zvakanaka sereki, nekuti unoona kuti havasi kutamba havasi kutya. Zvekunzi mazita mahombe kana chii aiwo, vari kungotamba bhora sebhora. Saka zviri kufadza zvikuru.
Mumwe mutambo wamuri kutarisira kuenda kunoona ndeupi?
Ndakamirira yezvinezvi because magroup games ari kupera musi weFriday iri kuteera inei, taakupinda manje malocal stages. Saka ipapo ndopandichaota kunoona mamwe magames.
Aiwa, batai makadaro. Please stay on the line. Let's go back to Sunday, because I know, Sandro, you have a really, packed schedule. But let me just have a few minutes with you and then let you go so we can take our callers. Sunday, so we've been, talking to a Zimbabwean who's there in Doha, Qatar, and he was just talking about how he wished, Zimbabwe had been at this tournament, but obviously they are not. But we've also seen other African countries coming in with huge delegates. How did they, pick on who is coming to actually be in the fan base, for example?
Well, I think that depends on the country. And we have seen delegation from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many of them are here, but we've seen the leader of the delegation. And other countries are also here, because I do believe that each country is given a number of people to come in with the delegation of FIFA. And each football association has a number of people to come over to the World Cup. And not only the World Cup, but also other African, for instance, African Championship games or other African Nations Cup. So They have a number, but I cannot tell you, Marvelous, a specific number, and the guidelines, those are yet to, when we have to look into that and find out
no,
how many people
fine.
Are supposed to be coming.
Mm-hmm. And talking about one of our, you know, like our people who are here from Zimbabwe are saying that he was happy about how African teams played, and they were playing without fearing players with big names. What is that experience like to see, you know, these young upcoming players playing against players with big names and big tags, price tags on them?
Well, that's very interesting and very good to see and a great experience. Just like you saw Ghana playing against Ronaldo.
I mean,
this is the time that they need to show that also they can do it, you know? I mean, this is an opportunity when you're meeting such a big player with a big price tag. Why don't you show you can do something about it? I mean, that's what also Saudi Arabia did when they played Lionel Messi in Argentina. Everybody was saying, you know what? You don't have to worry about his name. We're here to play the game. And I think this is a build-up to the new stars and future stars of Africa, like you saw today. Mohamed Kudus from Ghana scored a brace in that game. And this young man is the man to watch because he also plays for Ajax in Amsterdam. And he scored a very good goal also against Liverpool in Champions League. So we have some very good talent in Africa that this is their moment to shine. And I'm sure they know that. So that is why they're taking everything into consideration without worrying who they're playing against right now.
Talking about those soccer stars to watch, who else would you say is actually coming out of Africa and needs to be watched for future? Because we saw, you know, I was watching, you know, an analysis of how Messi played at one World Cup years back when he was still a teenager or, you know, very young. And now he's coming back as one of the oldest players. So which players are they to be watched on this one?
I believe there are so many to be watched, and we're yet to see when the breakout comes. If you remember today when we played, Cameroon played, there was one man who came in the second half.
Uh-huh.
His name is Vincent Aboubakar. This guy is a golden boot. He won the golden boot in African Cup of Nations. And even players and fans are complaining about Ringo Batson, coach. Why did he put him so late in the first game when Cameroon played? You saw him when he came in today. He came in the last at least 53rd minute. He scored the second goal. Beautiful goal. And then he assisted on the third goal. But the previous match, he didn't come in until about after the 70th minute. So you have these people, and he doesn't play in Premier League, actually. He plays in Saudi Arabia. Did you know that?
No.
Nobody seems to follow in Saudi Arabia, right? But this guy is such a heck of a player. So these people, like Vincent Aboubakar and other young players, they are going to, we will be seeing them coming up. And I think this is the ground where we'll say, oh my God, never did we know about Vincent Aboubakar. We didn't know about Mohamed Kudus, but some of them, we already heard about them, but there are so many who are coming, and let's keep watching. And I'm sure we'll see a lot of them coming up from our continent.
Thank you so much, Sunday Shomari. If you can just give us your last word so we can let you go.
As I said, Marvelous, and I will keep saying, this is the World Cup of surprises. Surprises, surprises, surprises. We're yet to see so much to come. So let's keep our eyes open, please.
Thank you so, so much. We're hearing there, Potanga Trukunzu, Wamtoro Edwe Nahu, Ariku Kata Kudoha, Sande Shomari, Angaru Taura Nesu, Pamsoro Peja, Kuona Jurukuitika, Kumakuiki Aya, Sakapane, Parisian, Otombo, Mutaiwa, Sande, thank you so much and goodbye.
Tozo
Kera Kune, Munyarkan Wedu, Mukoma Benjamin Gope, Sakamire, Dukta, Neva Tereri, Evangabar Kutuada Kufonirwa, we are shown up to Murkuti Chip, the Facebook pages, Edwe VOA Show. On VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. Mukoma Benjamin Gope, mamuru kunzwa shanga shukuta orwa, nemtori wedwe na u. Pani imango maplea zere, amuru kuona imimi, aliku nuisa mvura, eko Afrika, nyanyade chidika?
Wakati one day, azi ataura neza, anzi Aboubakar uko Cameroon, bidema ona bora ra nuisa, nema nuisa raita, ne Rakumana veku Morocco. Chete wa Morocco so wano tambiro mu matimu mao.
Try moyo.
Veku na England, yeah. Asi chikuru chandiri kuona hangu in as much as we don't want to lose ma players edu ekuAfrica achienda kunotambira dzimwe nyika. Vari kutamba zvakanaka ivava vari kuvatawana mukana wokutorwa nevamwe maklabhu ekunze uku kwavanozonoitawo mukurumbira. Handisi kuzoshamisika zvakadaro zvikaitika nekuti rimwe bhora racho ravari kutamba riri kuratidza kuti tiri kuAfrica zvedu asi tinokwanisa kutambawo panotambwa nevamwe.
Aiwa, manyatsotaura zvechokwadi nekuti imi mataura kuti manga murimo mumutambo uyu weCameroon. Munonzwa sei muchiona mutambo wakadai semakwikwi eWorld Cup murimo muground imomo?
Zvinonakidza zvikuru uye uchionawo vanhu vazhinji nyika dzakawanda dzinenge vanosapota vacho vanenge vakapfekawo nhumbi dzekunyika dzavo vachiridza mangoma hosho vachiita sei nekuti nyika dzakawanda dzakabva kwavanyika pasi rino rese. Saka unazoona kusiyana-siyana kwavanhu. Noisisi vedu vekuAfrica manje vachiitawo zvedu zvekuAfrica zvinonakidza mufunge zve nekuti tee takatumirawo tiri mukati mevamwe vochiti ayo Africa uko chiichi vachidaro vachidaro. Saka zvinonakidza zvikuru uye zvinongopa shungu yekuti dai yeduwo yanga iri kudosa kutaura kwandiri yeti asi hazvina mhosva zvichaitika hazvine rimwe guru.
Maybe if we can just go into English. So when you're going to some of these matches, are you carrying your Zimbabwean flag or are you identifying with whichever team is playing at that time? You mentioned you were at the Cameroon match earlier on. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that experience like for you?
No, at the moment, because I'm not carrying Zimbabwean flag because our Zimbabwean team is not here. So not many people would be able to associate my regalia with the team that is playing.
Uh-huh.
But I just go there as a football lover. I like football. I follow football. So what happens is I go there to enjoy myself. And when the African teams are playing, I also go there to support my fellow Africans and enjoy. Especially when they are doing so well, it gives us pride as Africans.
Interesting take there. And I spoke to your wife earlier on, I think over the weekend, and she was saying normally Qatar is very quiet, but now it's full of a lot of tourists. Tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, this is a small country, you know, a small country with very small population. The actual local people are about 350,000. And the rest of the people you see around are foreigners. And at this time, it's mainly tourists who have come in for the World Cup. So the whole place is vibrant. You know, every place you go to, there's no night here now because the city is alive 24 hours. Wherever you go, there's life, there's entertainment, there's dancing, people are enjoying themselves.
Wow.
There's transfer areas where people, even those who don't go to the stadiums, they can watch football on big screens outside. You know, and all the facilities are there, including food and whatever you want.
Thank you so much, Koma Benjamin Gope, a Zimbabwean in Doha, Qatar, who's also a huge soccer fan. Saka chitipai zvikurenjera kupedzisira kuti ndechipi chikwata chamuri kufunga kuti chichatora mukombination?
Brazil.
Okay, thank you so much, Mukoma. Tichange takatarisa kuti zvichaitika here, kuti Brazil ingabudirira here. Thank you. You have a very good night. So we'd like to thank there our guest, Benjamin Gope, Zimbabwean in Doha, Qatar, and a soccer fan. And also, we had our reporter, Sunday Shomari of VOA, also in Doha, Qatar. Our marvelous Mhlanganya, who are thanking you for having been streaming with us and also listening to our show. Let's meet again soon. You have a very good night.